Hi, everyone. It's Tara Lawn. Welcome to the show. On this episode, I'm going to be talking about five ways to know if your passions are from God. And I'm going to be using my own personal experience for this episode just to show you how I felt that God was in all of my passions and in my journey. And prayerfully, you will be able to connect with your passions on a deeper level. So let's get into it. Welcome to Momatize Your Passion, a place for moms with big dreams and an eagerness to turn them into a thriving reality. Whether you're a mom seeking to monetize your talents, transition from a stagnant job, or explore a lucrative side hustle, you're in the right place. I'm Tara Lawn, a wife and mom transitioning from a top 5% sales career to become the founder and publisher of Tinseltown Mom. I wear so many hats, former actress, current writer, celebrity blogger, certified life coach, and through it all, I've discovered the power of honing our gifts, learning from our past, and using our experiences to uplift others. Join me on this journey as we explore stories of successful mompreneurs uncovering the roadmap to their accomplishments. I'll also be sharing actionable business and money-making tips to guide you towards concrete ideas for generating income. Here, my hope is that you'll find inspiration from God, encouragement, and practical insights to monetize your passion. So the first way that you know if this passion is from God is if it brings God-led fulfillment. So I'm just going to use myself as an example. Using our passions to impact others and to honor God's purpose for our lives is a satisfying feeling, especially when we can look back and see God's hand in all of our actions, in our movements, in our past. It just adds up. So I think I've told you before in other episodes that I've always been a dreamer. I used to love making up plays with my cousins and big sister in the backyard in Oakland, California. It was a passion of mine to make up these plays. Every time they asked, "Oh, what do we want to do today?" I would always say, "Let's make up a play. Let's make up a play." That was always my thing. They even teased me about it. It was really my thing. So I loved storytelling even at an early age and just seeing the world on a bigger, grander level. That was just always something that intrigued me. And I didn't even realize it as a kid, but I had big dreams even back then. So as I got older and that desire flourished, it actually turned into a passion for acting. When I was younger, I started pursuing an acting career in the San Francisco Bay Area. My goal was always to make a positive impact in Hollywood, and acting was the vehicle to do that. As I had this passion, as it grew, I still went the traditional route. I went to college, got an undergrad degree in mass communications, and I pursued that route even while I was still pursuing my acting career, doing theater and commercials and everything that I could do locally. I still kept this passion, but I was still pursuing a traditional career. As I was pursuing my career, you know, I had an intern at a local TV station. And then after I graduated, I had an opportunity to interview with a very well-known VJ and be her assistant. So I took the opportunity. I went on the interview. It would have been a very life-changing career. So in that meeting, the pivotal moment came when she asked me who my favorite hip-hop artist was. Now, take in mind, and I know I'm dating myself, I was into New Kids on the Block. Like, that was my group back then. I wasn't really into hip-hop, rap, or any of that. But even saying that, there was one particular artist who was my favorite artist. Even to this day, he's my favorite artist. When I go to weddings, I always ask to play his music. So anywho, she asked me that question, who's my favorite hip hop artist? And drum roll, please. I tell her MC Hammer. Okay, so of course, I'm smiling as I'm saying this because, you know, I wasn't into hip hop, but I can tell she was regretting interviewing with me. And needless to say, I did not get that job. But it was still something that I had to do. For whatever reason, I had to have that experience. Because of that experience, it just made me realize even more that I had to pursue the passions that were inside of me. So eventually I realized that I was at my capacity staying in the Bay Area, pursuing an acting career. I had to move to Tinseltown, aka Hollywood, to really pursue this career if if that's something that I truly desired. So I prayed about it and I asked God, is this something you want me to do? And I felt like he said, yes, this is something that I want you to do. That brings me to number two. The number two way we know that our passions are from God is that he will open the doors. Okay. So let me just tell you how God was in this move to LA. So of course, you know, I tell my parents, I want to move to LA. I feel like God wants me to move to LA to be an actress. Take in mind, I lived a very sheltered life. I was now saying that I wanted to move out of my parents' house and move to LA where I didn't know anyone and be an actress. My mother really wasn't for it. She was trying to convince me to stay. But as time went on, I really felt like God wanted me to do this. And I asked him to put the pieces together for me. And I even asked him to change my mother's heart if it was something that he truly wanted me to do. So, you know, I'm pursuing this career. I know that if I move to Los Angeles, I need a job and I need a talent agent, which is someone who's going to help my acting career. I'm from Oakland and Los Angeles is about 5.5 hours away. One day I drove to LA and back all in the same day because I was intent on getting a job and also a talent agent. So I set up these two appointments before I actually drove out to LA. And the first one was the job. It was to work at a hotel in their fitness center because at the time I had just gotten my personal training license. So it just seemed like a good fit. So they hired me on the spot. That was great. And then I had an interview with a talent agent. And at the time, I had a very popular Chevron commercial that was airing. And it was just very popular. It even won a Clio Award. And the agent knew about that. And the agent also agreed to represent me. So that was two wins. And I went back to the Bay Area with these two wins under my belt. Additionally, I also needed a place to stay. So my pastor at the time set it up for me to live in a Korean missionary dorm for free for as long as I needed to get on my feet. And it happened to be very close to the new job I had just secured. So that was worked out. And then as time went on, my mother started telling people, oh yeah, my daughter's moving to LA to pursue her acting career. She seemed very proud and very happy about this. And as time went on, we had a going away party for me. And at the party, I asked her, I said, what changed your mind? Like, why are you now excited for me moving? Like I asked her that question. And she said that God showed her a vision that I was in Los Angeles and there were angels surrounding me. And she said she knew then that this was something from God. That was a thank you, Jesus moment, because I asked God to change her heart if this was really, truly something from him. So he opened up the doors in every area. I asked for the job, for an agent. I even asked for a good church. I found one quick. And I asked for friends. And I started making friends the day that I moved to Los Angeles, the very day, and made a ton of friends, like quality, good friends. So God opened the door for me to move to Los Angeles. So the third way that you'll know if this passion is from God is that by pursuing it, it will foster growth and development. For me, it was growth and development personally, professionally, and spiritually. Pursuing your passions, they actually push you out of your comfort zone because, again, you're going to learn and develop in areas that you didn't even know that you needed to learn and develop in. And also spiritually, you're going to grow in your walk with God because you're going to see how his hand is in your life and he's going to show you things that he hadn't showed you before. And you're going to grow closer to him. So as I was pursuing my acting career, I realized that as I was getting more auditions, that there were just too many things that I really didn't want to do. You know, I was going on auditions. I was like, do I want to be in this? My agent was asking me to audition for certain things. I was turning down things. And I just found myself in that situation too many times. So as that was happening, I found that my passion for acting was kind of waning. And I found that I was developing a new passion, which was writing. I was actually wanting to write about things that I'd actually want to be in. So it shifted. So I was kind of in this new season at the time, you know, just finding out for myself or, you know, seeking God on what direction he wanted me to take. So during that time, I was serving at my church. I was a greeter. And one of my friends at the time saw me at the door greeting, and she said, oh, you would be so great at my sales job. You know, we're looking for salespeople. And this was in the telecommunications industry. And mind you, the only sales experience I had was selling personal training packages. It was not business to business or B2B. So she set it up where I interviewed at her job with her sales manager. And her sales manager interviewed me and realized instantly that I was not qualified and I didn't get the job. But as I was leaving this interview, another sales manager who was in the other office saw me leaving and found my resume in the garbage can, pulled it out, called me and asked me to come in for an interview. And that sales manager hired me. So she was a fellow Christian, actually. And she said that she felt like God wanted her to hire me. So she listened to God and hired me. And I ended up being her top salesperson. I ended up being a top salesperson for the company. And even when the company shut its doors, I was the top salesperson in the region. God was just opening up the doors for me. He was just giving me opportunities and leads. So I thrived in that job. And just going back to my other point, as far as growth and development, I grew in areas that I didn't even realize I had to grow in. I grew spiritually because my faith grew immensely during that time. I grew professionally and just developed skills that was going to help me for future jobs. Like I developed sales skills that I didn't even know I needed at the time. I developed skills where I'd have to do presentations, speak in front of people, just things I didn't realize I would need later on. This brings me to number four. So oftentimes, if we're pursuing a passion that's from God, it will lead to a meaningful purpose. So as I was working my sales job, I still had this writing passion that I developed. So that writing passion, which I pursued, led me to joining a small writing group at my church where I met another young dreamer who had moved out from Alabama to Los Angeles to pursue his directing passion. Needless to say, and you probably guessed it, but we fell in love and got married. And together we had two wonderful kids. We have two teenagers today. In between all of that, I went back to school, got a master's in professional writing at USC so I could really pursue my writing career. And even in between all of that, I had other jobs, including a recruiting job where I was interviewing candidates and honing interview skills that I didn't realize I would need later on in life. Do you see where I'm going with all of this? So with all of these skills combined, I was able to launch my blog, Tinseltown Mom, because I wanted to help moms see their value. And by interviewing high-profile mothers, I was showing them that we're all in the parenting journey together. So that was really something that I was wanting to do. And all of my experiences, again, led me to be able to do that. Looking back, I see how my acting passions led to my writing passions, which led to me meeting my wonderful husband, which led to us having two wonderful boys, which led to the impetus for Tinseltown Mom, which led to my podcast. And that led to a passion and meaningful purpose, I might add, to help other moms tap into their passions and monetize them. I feel like all of the passions that I pursued along the way led me to where I am today. And I honestly feel that by pursuing your God-led passions, it will also lead you to a meaningful purpose that He has for you. So the fifth way you'll know if your passion is from God is that it'll positively impact those around you. Walking in our purpose actually allows us to positively impact those around us. I love encouraging other moms to pursue their gifts. I love it. It brings me so much joy and it benefits not only them, but the people that they are called to influence. If you're a mom and you feel stuck and you don't know how to tap into your passions, or maybe you just need a little guidance on how to pursue them, book a coaching call with me and let's map out what you need to do. Let's goal it out. You can email me at info@tinseltownmom.com and we can see if we're a good fit for working together. Again, that email address is info@tinseltownmom.com. I'll also leave that in the show notes. So I just want to recap five ways that you'll know if your passions are from God. Number one, it brings fulfillment and it honors God. Number two, God will open up the doors for you. Number three, it fosters growth and development. Number four, it often leads to a meaningful purpose. And number five, it positively impacts those around us. I hope this episode encouraged you today. I hope it gave you some insight into some passions that maybe you're pursuing that you're unsure about. If it did, I would love to hear from you by way of an encouraging review. As you know, this podcast is meant to be a blessing to moms, so any positive feedback you can give would be so appreciated. Until next time.